This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli soldiers Thursday continued operations in and around Gaza's Shifa Hospital, which they raided a day earlier in pursuit of Hamas militants, just minutes after warning health ministry officials of the impending operation. Israel says Hamas used the hospital as a command center and patients and staff there as human shields, accusations Hamas and Gaza's health officials deny. The Associated Press reports so far no Hamas base has been found in the vicinity of the hospital. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, World Health Organization Regional Emergencies Director Rick Brennan said the UN is looking for ways to evacuate the Al-Shifa Hospital.
Health conditions at Al-Shifa Hospital remain critical. We do not have an update as of this morning, but we still have grave concerns for the patients and the staff in the hospital. We understand there are still 600 patients. We understand there are still 27 critically ill patients, around 280 staff, and between 3,000 and 4,000 displaced persons taking shelter.
The WHO official said they're considering a full medical evacuation of the hospital, but the security situation is creating logistical problems. The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk told diplomats at the UN headquarters in Geneva Thursday widespread outbreaks of disease and hunger seemed inevitable in Gaza after weeks of the Israeli assault on the densely populated Palestinian enclave. Speaking at an informal briefing, Volker Turk said the depletion of fuel would have a catastrophic impact across Gaza. It would lead to the collapse of sewage systems, health care, and end the scarce humanitarian aid being supplied. In comments to the media after his briefing to UN member states, Turk said lasting peace in the region is impossible without an end to long-standing violations of human rights there. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed real progress in talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the first time in a year Wednesday after the two sides agreed to beef up communications and work together on curbing the American opioid crisis. But a later comment in which Biden referred to Xi as a dictator risks any progress that might have been made. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
The two agreed on Wednesday to open a presidential hotline to resume communications between their militaries and to work together to curb the opioid crisis in America. At the start of their four-hour meeting outside San Francisco, Biden stressed the need for open dialogue.
I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
Xi called U.S.-China ties the most important bilateral relationship in the world, saying, quote, turning their backs on each other is not an option. The leaders appear to be trying to reduce friction, but in a comment that may annoy Beijing, Biden later responded to a media question that he hasn't changed his view that Xi is a dictator.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reporting. The attorney general in the western U.S. state of Nevada is investigating another case of fake electors developed during the 2020 presidential election for former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A person with knowledge of the case says Nevada's attorney general is investigating six Republican electors who submitted a document to Congress that falsely declared Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 presidential election. It's not clear if the investigation is a criminal probe or a civil one. Several people who served as false electors in 2020, including current state GOP chairman Michael McDonald, Clark County Party Chair Jesse Law, and Sean Meehan, a Douglas County committee member, have declined to comment. Other swing states where there are investigations into fake electors include Arizona and in Georgia and Michigan, where fake electors have been charged. I'm Donna Warder.
Ending the threat of U.S. government shutdown until after the holidays, the U.S. Congress gave final approval Wednesday night to a temporary government funding package that pushes a confrontation over the federal budget into the new year. House Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer announced the results of the vote.
I have good news for the American people. This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown. Because of bipartisan cooperation, we are keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs. A great outcome for the American people.
The Senate passed the bill on an 87-11 vote and sent it to President Joe Biden for his signature. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.